Hello and welcome to Patrick Come Lately Talk Radio. This is Stefan, your host, British by birth, American by choice. The Founding Fathers crafted some remarkable documents that led to the creation of a great country founded on liberty and self-reliance. I have lived in the Euro-socialist nightmare, and I'm doing what I can to return this country to the vision that the Founding Fathers gave us. We need to strive to rebuild that shining city on the hill, for without us, the world has nowhere to turn for freedom. For the next hour, I will be presenting news, views, and guests that help keep the true spirit of America alive. And good evening, good afternoon, good morning, as ever, whenever, wherever you're listening to the show. This is Stefan, your Patrick Come Lately, British by birth, American by choice. Welcoming you to episode, what are we, 294, six to go to the big 300. Whoa. Amazing how time has flied. Anyway, I want to say hi to the folks that have joined us in the chat room. Paul and Rex are there. Paul's back after missing a few shows. He says his work schedule's been nuts. Been there, done that, Paul. In the middle of that right now, but I always eke out some time for this show, and luckily I can continue to do that. And Rex is there as well. Glad to have both of you there. Anyone else who's listening live to the show, remember, click on the speech button and join the interesting discussions that go on in the chat room. I try and get in there as much as possible, normally during the commercial breaks, but I run the show by myself, no engineer or anything, as the mute button will attest occasionally, and therefore it's difficult to participate a lot in the discussions. But, of course, I do read them, and I do try and join as much as possible. For those of you that are listening to the show and listening to one of the recordings, you can also participate in the questions or the feedback, send your comments about the show. Just send them to Stefan@patriotcomelately.us or host@patriotcomelately.us, or go to the website www.patriotcomelately.us and click on the contact button, fill out a form, and that will arrive at my doorstep. Well, sort of. Anyway, let's get on with the show. First of all, I want to say to everybody a happy Thanksgiving. I hope for all that it is happy and safe. Of course, that last one is in the light of the latest Department of Homeland Security and State Department warning. State Department, for those of you that might be traveling abroad in the next 2-3 months. And, of course, Department of Homeland Security, for those of you staying at home and celebrating the holidays here. Unfortunately, the world is becoming an unsafe place. Why does it seem to be more unsafe than before? Well, in that respect, I agree with many commentators. Much of it is due to the lack of leadership and the weak approach to our enemies by the current resident of the White House. Yes, it's all his fault. And let's face it, it is. But anyway, let's go back to Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is a great and sort of a unique holiday here in the United States. We see it as a quintessential American holiday, and it is sort of unique, and yet in some ways it's not. All across Europe, we've been used to holding harvest festivals at the end of the summer, and harvest festivals of many different kinds. So I think, you know, you think about it, that's probably how it came about. The pilgrims traveled across the sea and They wanted to have a harvest festival, celebrating the bounty of the land at the end of the summer. Of course, I think the pilgrims would be turning in their graves when they see Black Friday and Cyber Monday. I don't think that was their intention at all. So celebrate a good Thanksgiving. Meet up with your family and friends. And just enjoy yourselves. Chill out. Now, I know one of the traditions here, and that's one of the things that's perhaps not so common in the harvest festivals back in Europe, is to express for what you are thankful. So I'd like to do that today. Here are some of mine. But I'm going to start with a few not thankful. So this is a little bit like my weekly summary, but with a Thanksgiving tinge to it. So my first topic, I am not thankful for more apologies from the apologist-in-chief in Malaysia. Disgusting words that he spoke there about everything that is wrong with America. He reeled off a real litany of things that, you know, that we're racist, that we're this, Black Lives Matter, police. I don't know what he was spouting off. But basically, he was apologizing for America again. Well, if you didn't know it, if you've been kind of trying to ignore it, if that doesn't really seal it for you, then you know he hates America. He doesn't believe in our country. He doesn't believe in our way of life. And the sooner we get rid of him, the better. I am also not thankful for the mayor of Dallas saying that he is more worried about gatherings of white young men than he is worried about Daesh or Al-Qaeda terrorists. And then he goes on to say, send them here, meaning the Syrian refugees, not Daesh or Al-Qaeda terrorists. Well, to my Dallas listeners, don't know if that's part of your legislation, but can you recall a mayor? If so, come on, somebody stand up and do the right thing. Start those proceedings, because that guy is off his rocker. And by the way, for those of you that weren't listening last week, just a reminder, if you're not aware, when I say Daesh, I mean that group of criminal thugs that sometimes get called ISIS or ISIL, but Daesh is the word I want to use. Interesting thing is John Kerry apparently has picked up on it now, and he's using it quite frequently, so I'm glad to see he's not using... You know, I hate the regime using ISIL, so now they're using Daesh, but he pronounces it Dash, which is not quite right as far as I'm aware. If anybody wants to correct me, I've told you how you can contact me. I do believe it is actually pronounced Daesh. I've even seen it transliterated as Daesh, so a bit more emphasis there on the A, but Daesh I think is the best one. Okay, folks, but there's more. And while we're talking about Dallas, I'm not thankful for the Clock Kid, who is suing the city of Dallas and school district for $15 million. And of course, once the lawyers get involved, there'll be a no-fault settlement just to save the money. He'll get a pile of cash, and the city and the school district will have to pay that out, but they'll probably get it off an insurance, and the Clock Kid will get a bunch of money, but the district and the city will claim no fault. Well, as Neil Bortz, the talk master, said in one of his tweets, he may be retired from the radio, only appearing occasionally, but he does tweet a lot, and he said it really is time for loser pay laws. That'll stop these sort of frivolous lawsuits. It will, you know, I mean, it's just nonsense, these sort of things. But, to tell you the truth, as long as lawyers infect Congress and Washington, D.C., there will not be a snowball's chance in hell of any change. Well, let's go on to the positive things now. What am I thankful for? Well, I'm thankful for an Ohio bakery who put a sign in their window, a politically incorrect sign that has actually had pretty much positive reactions all over. It's gone viral. It's Shula's Bakery in Springfield, Ohio, and they decided to take a stand, or the owner of the bakery, decided to take a stand against political correctness, sort of bit of Trumpism there, I guess. And he put a warning sign in his window to his customers. The sign actually warns the customers that the store is politically incorrect. So if the fan is not a fan, if the customer is not a fan of God Bless America or Merry Christmas, then the owner said, feel free to go get your bakery goods elsewhere. So the sign actually reads the following. Notice, this store is politically incorrect. We say Merry Christmas, God Bless America. We salute our flag and give thanks to our troops, police officers and firefighters. If this offends you, you are welcome to leave. In God we trust. And it's actually signed by the owner. The owner, Mr. Shula, put his name on the sign to make clear the views were solely his and were not meant to tell people that they can't think differently. He when interviewed, he said, I was quite surprised that so many people have been so supportive of what I've done. This was done out of love. The expectation I had was that there would be mixed reactions. So far, it's been overwhelmingly positive. Well, nice to see that, isn't it? Some positive things on this happy Thanksgiving. Now, if the signs had a negative effect, Shula was prepared to accept that, he said. People who don't share in those beliefs are welcome to get their bakery products elsewhere. But, as I said, it's received lots of very positive reactions. It's gone viral. I found it on Facebook, a great thing. And one of the people there wrote, awesome of you to stand by your beliefs and let your patrons know that you aren't meaning any disrespect, but that you won't change to please everyone. And maybe, like I said, Trumpism, maybe political correctness is going to go out of style. Anyway, so anybody who's near to Springfield, head on down. It's on East Main Street. I think that's the main one. There are a number of other locations around the state. So if you see it, Shula's Home of the Homemade, Shula's Bakery, and, you know, do stop there. Another person interviewed said he went along with the sign. He's been coming to Shula's since he was about 7 years old, and he said also there's no donuts like Shula's. And another resident said, we stand up for what we believe in. To have a store stand up for the troops and actually say Merry Christmas, that's what we want to see. Yes, folks, some good news with Christmas coming up, with Thanksgiving here. Isn't it nice? But there is more. Sorry, got my intermezzos muddled up there. I want the nice positive one. I'm also thankful for King Barry finally taking action against Daesh. Now, it may be after 6, 12, 18 months, whatever it is, but King Barry is finally allowing pilots to attack, obviously, Daesh vehicles on the ground. Specifically, in this last week, they've started attacking the oil tankers that are moving the, I don't know what you'd call it, stolen oil, the smuggled oil that's being smuggled out of the Daesh-controlled territory and provides, apparently, about 50% of their income. And they're earning over $1 million a day. Now, just last week, stories came out from pilots coming back from the Middle East talking, putting their jobs in peril, but talking about how they were not allowed to attack clear targets 75%, yes, 75% of the time, because the regime was afraid of killing civilians. So let's talk about this. Obama said that, oh yes, we're doing bombing raids on ISIL, or as I like to say, Daesh. So they were doing that. But they were doing far, far less, something like 10, 12 raids a day at maximum. And now it turns out three quarters of those, they weren't even dropping any of their ordnance. Can you think of anything really, anything more stupid? Well, I mean, this just absolutely crazy. Well, finally, common sense has prevailed, sort of. So now what they're doing, they're dropping leaflets before bombing the vehicles. This means the people in Washington, in the White House, can salve their consciences that they did their best. Because now they're treating those drivers of those trucks as enemy combatants and not as civilians. Now, one of the recourses that Daesh has been using was to quickly move the vehicles near to civilian-occupied buildings. And then, of course, we won't attack them. They were already doing this if a drone or aircraft was spotted, but I'm hoping now that the leaflets not only target the truck drivers, and I think they should be classed as enemy combatants anyway, but also the residents of the buildings near the vehicles. But we see Daesh has learned the lesson from Hamas of using innocent civilians as human shields, possibly even hoping that they are killed so their deaths can be used for propaganda purposes. But the good news is hundreds of tanks already have been destroyed by A-10 and Spectre gunships. So that probably means a lot of them not just with bombs, but with good old-fashioned bullets. Okay, I'm going to take a quick break here, folks. It is that time again, and we'll continue with some of these I'm thankful for stories. Whoops. No, that's not the right one.
You can lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more with Maximum Slim's first ever rapid weight loss guarantee. Today, you get Maximum Slim, an advanced fat and carb blocker, absolutely risk-free. The all-natural ingredients in Maximum Slim are a powerful weight loss combination. The Maximum Slim formula turns your body into a fat-burning furnace that supercharges your weight loss. Advanced fat and carb blocker stops the breakdown of sugar so your body doesn't store it as fat. Today, you'll get both of these products absolutely risk-free with no obligation. Only pay shipping. There are no expensive meal plans or exhausting DVDs. Just take Maximum Slim twice a day. It's fast, simple, and now it's guaranteed. Look, you can start losing weight today or not. Go back to your high school days and wear your favorite jeans again. Guaranteed. Call now and get both weight loss formulas free. Call 800-451-0228. 800-451-0228. That's 800-451-0228.
Doc, you gotta give it to me straight.
All right.
Because I'm dying here. I mean, take a look at this letter from the IRS.
Oh, my.
This is killing me, Doc. I tell you, it's killing me.
Cheer up, my friend.
Huh?
The tax doctor is here. My diagnosis tells me that you're going to be just fine.
Really?
The tax doctor will not rest until we find you the best possible tax settlement.
Really, Doc?
Guaranteed.
If the IRS claims you owe them $10,000 or more in business or personal back taxes, call a tax doctor right now. We could save you up to 75% if you qualify. Guaranteed or you pay nothing. Call right now for free details.
800-917-8546. 800-917-8546. 800-917-8546. That's 800-917-8546.
This is Patrick Come Lately Talk Radio, coming to you live via the internet, via rebroadcast on WRSDB, the Red State Talk Radio Network, or from the recordings at archives.patrickcomelately.us. And thanks for sticking with me. Seem to be having a problem pushing the buttons a little bit, but that's probably because today I opened a keg of my... Well, one of my beers, so one my latest opened one that was ready. It's about, probably about 4 or 5 weeks since it was brewed, so a couple of weeks in ferment, and then 2-3 weeks to allow it to condition. And I, even though I say so myself, it's rather good. It's a Belgian wit, which, for those of you that don't know beer types, basically is like Blue Moon. Blue Moon is a Belgian wit as well. So kind of a nice light beer, not too strong. Little bit of orange and coriander seed in there. Nice nice taste. This one's a little stronger than most. Turned out my brewing machine actually extracted more sugar than I thought, but just a very pleasant thing to drink. I don't think this one's going to last long, and I think I'm going to have to brew this one again quickly. So if I push wrong buttons tonight, hopefully I won't forget to push the mute button, but other than that, if I push wrong buttons, my excuses, and you can blame it on the beer, but it is a good beer. Okay, folks, let's go back. We were talking about King Barry finally taking action against Daesh, and the Pentagon has been defending the policy of allowing Daesh to escape military action, saying the president is committed to preventing civilian casualties. Well, basically, that's fine if that's his attitude, but what it's going to mean, there will be potentially massive amounts, but there will definitely be casualties, civilian casualties, here in the United States. Because, on the other hand, he's very keen to let in all these Syrian refugees. And remember, it's come up time and time again. Look at the pictures you see on TV. Count the number of women and children and old people in those refugees. 75% of them are between the ages of about, let's say, 18 and 38. 40, 45 maybe. But they're all military age. How many Al-Qaeda terrorists do you think are sneaking in there? We've seen there are many already. So, again, commentators left, right, and the center just saying this just actually really shows how absurd Khalif Hussein's foreign policy is. And, you know, the only reason that he did start attacking Daesh, those oil tankers, he was shamed into it because the Russians and French were doing it. He couldn't just not do that. You know, how sad is that? I mean, Russia and France are picking up because our apologist in chief refused to let our military exercise its power. So do you wonder that the world no longer respects our once dominant military? Well, hopefully after the oil tankers, they'll also start attacking the oil facilities as well and the Mosul Dam, get rid of all the energy that the Daesh has and also all their sources of income. And maybe we'll be lucky and it will contribute to their demise. Well, I've got one more final thankful that I must mention before we go on to other topics. And this is a very special one, so let me give my little intermezzo again. And I want to say I'm thankful for you, my listeners. You all make doing this worthwhile, and please take the messages. Like I said, I see this show a little bit of entertainment, but far more, I hope it's education. Take the messages from this show, spread it to your friends, spread it to your family, spread it to your acquaintances, spread it to your enemies, spread it to people in the supermarket line. We need to get these messages out and tell them to listen. Give them the address of the websites that you listen to. Tell them to listen. Let's get these messages out. 2016 is approaching very quickly. We've got some important elections going on. Let's not let it go the way it did in the last two presidential elections, because that's turned out to be an absolute disaster. Okay, folks. quick time before the break. Want to talk about liberal hypocrisy. Sorry to get negative again, but here we go. Liberal hypocrisy. We are told that we have to bring in these refugees, and we're told we know everything about them. And then in the next breath, right, they're clamoring and saying, because of what happened in Paris, they don't have enough information. So there's the excuse, they have to listen in to our phone calls. Well, if they don't have enough information, how can they know enough about these refugees? And they're probably not even listening into their phone calls. They are to ours. They just want to make it legal. So you see again, these are the liberals. This is King Barry giving rights to refugees, taking away rights from American citizens. And of course, he tells us we have enough money to pay for probably... They said they were going to start with 10,000, but I've heard 100,000, 200,000 Syrian refugees coming in who are going to have housing. They're going to have living expenses because, believe me, these folks are going to live off welfare. Yes, a number of them will get jobs and will work hard. I'm not saying they're good people. But look at the Muslims in places like Dearbornistan, like in Minneapolis. The number of people on the welfare rolls. Look at the UK, look at France. The number of people on the welfare rolls there. Muslims are in a double, treble percentage higher than their percentage of the population. They just leech off us. So, that's really disgusting. More hypocrisy. How about this one? And this is very, very timely with what's going on in Chicago right now. But the liberal thing that we shouldn't blame all Muslims for the things that a few crazy radicals do. You know, they're just a few. Bad apples in a very big orchard where there's a lot of good people. And they turn around and in the next breath say, but all cops are bad. Now, it looks like we have got a bad cop in Chicago. The boy that was shot, there was no real reason to shoot him as often as they did. So I think that charge of murder against him is probably correct. The fact that it took a year to bring this out is something else. There we are. And one final thing on the liberal hypocrisy, Black Lives Matter is the call, yes? But that is not applicable in a number of cases. And here's another one, when abortion is involved, because a number of states have passed laws that abortion clinics have to have hospital admitting rights to operate, and federal judges are overturning that. Now, I always hear that the majority of people getting abortions, a large percentage, are blacks. So are we saying we're okay to make it unsafe for those black people just in the interest of not making it difficult for abortion clinics? Yes, folks. Hypocrisy. And don't forget, a lot of the abortion clinics, Planned Parenthood, that was Margaret Sanger, who was a racist and a eugenicist. In other words, kill the weak, get rid of the weak parts of the population. That's one thing the liberals often forget. Okay, folks, I see clock's been ticking. Time for another break. I will be back, and let's have a little bit of music after this break as well.
Patriot come lately. British by birth. American by choice. Just like the founding fathers. The voice of the conservative resistance.
Every day, millions of Americans grow more concerned about the future of our great nation. The truth is, over the last century, a small but powerful collectivist movement known as progressivism has debased our politics, our culture, and our currency. We're just a small step from falling into 1,000 years of darkness, as Ronald Reagan warned. Friend, this is Pat Boone with an important free offer on a hot new book called The Great Withdrawal by Craig Smith and Lowell Ponte. This new book explains how we, the people, can end this fatal detour into big government and get back on the path of faith and freedom charted by our founders. Call now for a free copy of the hot new book called The Great Withdrawal.
Call now for your free copy. 800-978-3901. 800-978-3901. 800-978-3901. That's 800-978-3901.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. At the Tax Relief Line, we help people just like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, call now and see if you can pay less. They can freeze your bank accounts, even garnish your wages. Call the Tax Relief Line now for immediate help. Our expert team of tax professionals will negotiate your tax problem and deal with the IRS for you. If the IRS is threatening you with levies, wage garnishments, or seizing your assets, call now and see if you can pay the IRS less.
888-789-5043. 888-789-5043. 888-789-5043. 888-789-5043.
This is Patrick Come Lately Talk Radio, keeping the spirit of America alive, a proud member of the Red State Talk Radio Network. And as I promised, here's some music. Bruce Bellott. I've played this song before, and you know, it's I know it's wishful thinking, but let's just think we're almost less than a year away from when this song will actually apply. So you know, listen and enjoy. And if Donald Trump were to succeed him, I think it's it would be kind of appropriate song to play at the inauguration.
You promised us hope and change. Got no hope, Bush got blamed. Calling down the foreign kings. They don't need apologies. Jobs are gone, gas is high. Rich vacations make us cry. Obama, you failed us, you're fired. They laugh at us far and wide, but we are here to set it right. Had your fun, done us wrong. Now we vote to send you home. Take your home, keep your change. All you do is give us pain. Obama, you failed us, you're fired. Like a long ranger, we're hip to your game, not afraid of the danger, we don't give a dang, fearless crusaders, we got pride. Obama, you failed us, you're fired. Days in power, number now, Obama, you failed us, you're fired. Like a lone ranger, we're hip to your game, not afraid of the danger, we don't give a dang, fearless crusaders, we got pride. Obama, you failed us, you're fired. So break out that suitcase, pack up those fruitcakes. Obama, you failed us, you're fired. Obama, you failed us.
And again, that was Bruce Bellot. Look him up on the internet. Bruce, as in Bruce, B-E-L-L-O-T. Look him up on the internet. Buy his song. Support him. He's one of those right-wing reactionary songwriters and singers. So, anyway, let's move on. And I've got something that I've been sitting on for 2-3 weeks, but I do really want to tell you. And, you know, a lot of the time I sort of look across the ocean and look at what's going on there. And I think in some ways Paris is a good example of that. You know, Paris today and Washington, D.C., Las Vegas or New York tomorrow. And even Atlanta, I was told, there were some serious chatter on the internet that was pointing towards my current hometown of Atlanta. They have a big wrestling thing going on. I think it's this weekend. And apparently there were all sorts of chatter about perhaps terrorists being involved with that. So I hope not, but sometimes come close to home. Anyway, so looking at what's going on in across the pond can sometimes give us an idea of what will happen here tomorrow. So the latest scandal in the UK was a report that has been dubbed the Trojan Horse scandal, which detailed the takeover of some schools in the Birmingham area, where a lot of Muslims work and live. And it was a report, they called it the Trojan Horse Plot, and it detailed the findings of a committee that was appointed to investigate the allegations of an Islamist plot to take over certain schools in the Birmingham area. The report found overwhelming evidence that a small group of individuals had been systematically taking over state-run schools in Birmingham, forcing out non-compliant and non-Muslim staff, and forcing radical Islamist values into the education system. All I'll say is hashtag wake up America. Now, the report outlined three major effects on the children of these schools. The children at these schools are learning to be intolerant of difference and diversity. Well, that's funny. I thought that's what the leftists always wanted, difference and diversity. But I digress. Number two, children at these schools are having their horizons narrowed rather than broadened. Yeah, of course, if you teach the bigotry that Islam is, then yes, of course you're going to have your horizons narrowed. And number three, children at these schools are being encouraged to accept unquestioningly a hardline version of Sunni Islamism. This will leave them vulnerable to radicalization later on. In other words, breeding ground for Daesh and other terrorists. So the report concluded there has been a coordinated, deliberate, and sustained action carried out by a number of associated individuals to introduce an intolerant and aggressive Islamic ethos into a few schools in Birmingham. Thank goodness only a few schools. This has been achieved by gaining influence on the governing bodies. Another reason, folks, get involved with your school board. Run for office. Installing sympathetic head teachers or senior members of staff, appointing like-minded people to key positions, and seeking to remove head teachers they do not seem to be sufficiently compliant. Some of these individuals are named in this report. Most are not. Whether their motivation reflects a political agenda, a deeply held religious conviction, personal gain, or a desire to influence communities, the effect has been to limit the chances of young people in their care and to render them more vulnerable to pernicious influences in the future. Folks, we have to be vigilant. We have to be awake. It's unfortunate that we have this in our midst, but we have to do it. Now, the education secretary in the UK called the report disturbing and upsetting. That's the least of it. As part of the government's response to the ongoing scandal, the education secretary appointed a former head of the civil service to review the conduct of the Birmingham City Council. And she also said she would appoint a new education commissioner for Birmingham and that some teachers would have to face disciplinary action. Now, as part of all these things going on, there had been an earlier report, and it concluded that Birmingham City Council had been slow to act and at times willfully ignored complaints due to fears of being branded Islamophobic. Here we go with political correctness again, folks. We've got to get out of this thing of political correctness. Now, the head of the council, Sir Alfred Moore, admitted that this was the case, saying the report further states that this has often been because of the risk of being seen as racist or Islamophobic. Our proper commitment to cohesion in communities sometimes overrode the need to tackle difficult questions about what has happened in a small number of schools. Well, small number of schools, that it was very obviously there. But believe me, across schools in the UK, and it'll start happening here as well. It may not be quite as obvious it was happening there, but the camel's nose under the tent. Anyway, and of course, the people involved, one of them claimed the three schools he was involved with had been manipulated and misrepresented in order to serve a narrow, predetermined political agenda. In other words, not what I think, so therefore it's messing me around. Yeah, right. Now, what else were they doing here? Well, can you believe it? They were leading students in anti-Christian chants. And Muslim and non-Muslim teachers would sit separately in the staff room. So, some of these chants included, "We don't believe in Christmas, do we? And Jesus wasn't born in Bethlehem, was he?" So this was one of the teachers, one of these Islamic teachers that did that. Folks, again, all I can say is hashtag wake up America. This is going to continue to happen if we're not careful. Okay, let's see, folks. I do believe it's time for another commercial break. So I'm going to take another sip of beer, and please enjoy these commercials. Remember, if you've not listened to the show before, if you are interested in any of the services in these commercials, I don't get paid for running them, but I do get paid if you call them up and inquire about their services and use the 800 number or 888 number, but use the toll-free number in the commercial. That helps support the show. I appreciate your help in that respect.
The offer of a franchise can only be made through delivery of a franchise disclosure document. Imagine yourself being a leader in America's fastest growing demographic category. More than 10,000 people a day turn 65, and a large percentage are going to need a helping hand at home or in choosing the right assisted living community. Always Best Care is looking for people who've excelled at everything they've done, but they're seeking a new challenge. Always Best Care is one of the fastest growing companies in this explosive field. We're looking for 25 new franchisees to keep our booming business growing. We'll back you up with the strongest award-winning marketing program in the industry, and we'll provide the special training and support that's fueled our growth to prepare you for this great opportunity. All that's missing is you. Call Always Best Care toll-free at 1-800-643-7508. That's 1-800-643-7508. For Always Best Care, 1-800-643-7508. Call today.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. Call National Foreclosure Defense right now at 800-296-3006, 800-296-3006. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call right now. 800-296-3006, 800-296-3006. Call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now. 800-296-3006.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobetes is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobetes for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 93.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobetes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobetes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobetes now. Call 800-551-8302 and get your free bottle. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-551-8302. That's 800-551-8302.
This is Patrick Cumlately Talk Radio, coming to you live via the internet, via rebroadcast on WRSDB, the Red State Talk Radio Network, or from the recordings at archives.patrickcumlately.us. And we're back in the show. This is the final segment of the show. Just a little reminder I want to play here. I think very appropriate, at this time when King Barry is sort of always berating our troops, etc. Here's a little message for them and kind of for him as well.
This is Jeff Carlisi from the band 38 Special. On behalf of all my conservative rocker friends, I'd like to thank the brave members of our fine armed forces for putting their lives on the line every day to protect our liberty. Thank you.
So, yes, there's another thing to be thankful for this Thanksgiving weekend, our military, and hopefully with whoever the next president is, whether it's a Cruz, whether it's a Trump, whether it's any of the others, we still have a number in the race. But whoever it is, hopefully they will pay more attention and pay more respect to the military. Anyway, something else to be thankful for. So just hang on a moment, folks. Yes, something to be thankful for, and this is something that probably stunned viewers of CBS this weekend on their Sunday show. Can't remember the name of it. Oh, 60 Minutes, which was broadcast on Sunday. So what happened? Well, the District of Columbia Police Chief, Kathy Lanier, you know, and they say women, you know, are getting, you know, are disadvantaged, but there are so many women CEOs, chief of police and everything. But anyway, Kathy Lanier probably stunned the viewers of 60 Minutes on Sunday because she suggested that private citizens should take down active shooters if possible. During an interview with Anderson Cooper, she raised eyebrows when she said her advice to citizens caught in a mass shooting, and they were obviously talking about Paris, was to escape if possible. But if not, if you're in a position to try to take the gunman down, to take the gunman out, It's the best option for saving lives before the police can get there. And don't forget, in Paris, the SWAT team waited 35, 45 minutes before they actually went in to start saving people. Now, of course, very interesting that the District of Columbia police chief should say this, since in D.C., concealed carry permits are rare as proverbial hen's teeth. So, of course, this immediately ignited a wave of debates across gun rights forums all across the internet. And one of them was from Alan Gottlieb, who's chairman of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. And he said, "We're glad Chief Lanier departed from the usual narrative and encouraged people to fight back. But her advice would have more credibility if she were to take a leadership role in reforming the District of Columbia's gun laws. You can't fight back if you don't have the tools, and the only way to take a gunman out, as the chief suggested, is to shoot back. That's pretty hard if you don't have a gun," said Mr. Gottlieb. Now, by some estimates, there are fewer than 50 carry permits in the entire city. They've had to relax it a little bit, so maybe there's 100, 200, but still very few for private people. Now, believe me, there's a lot of people in D.C. who do carry guns, Secret Service, Capitol Police, etc., but private citizens, very, very few, because it is very, very difficult. It's been documented on the internet. There was a young lady who went through the whole process, took her about 3-4 months, and you know, all the hoops she had to jump through, etc. So very, very few. But there she was telling people, Mr. Gottlieb said, who might find themselves in the middle of attack, just like Paris, to use their guns. And Lanier, this was a segment headlined "When Calling 9/11 is Enough." Lanier acknowledged that in mass shootings, most of them are killed within the first 10 minutes. And she acknowledged that police response time in the shortest could be anywhere from 5 to 7 minutes or longer. And think about Paris, where when they don't know what's going on, they don't send the SWAT teams in. They get some intelligence about what's going on. So that first 10 minutes is when most of the deaths occur. Anyway, so the chairman of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms noticed there are now more than 12 million citizens around the country, more than 1 million in Florida, 500,000 in Washington State and whatever, but D.C. probably less than 50. So, folks, you know, again, liberal hypocrisy. Okay, well, we're getting close to the end of the show. There were some topics that I wanted to handle that I didn't get to. One of them, believe it or not, and I think I will save this for next week. I found some things on which I can agree with Piers Morgan. Now, in the past, I've said all sorts of, I would say, you know, I've been not very happy with Piers Morgan as someone who comes from my old home country, and told him, well, get back there. But he's written some things lately, including about Donald Trump appearing on Saturday Night Live. So I know it's a little bit old, but it was interesting to see, because someone like him, who is very definitely very relatively left-wing, and sort of looking at this, he also wrote about the Paris attack. So I think I'm going to roll that over to next week. I think we should do that. Okay, folks, I see it's time for the music to start, and time for me to say TTFN. It's been fun doing this. Looking forward to talking to you again next week. Remember, please tell your friends. Thank you for listening to the show. I hope that you enjoyed tonight's topics. Whether you listened live, to a recording, or to a rebroadcast, I appreciate the time you share with me. We need to spread the message of liberty far and wide, so please tell your friends and family about the show. Thank you for helping to keep the beacon of hope burning. This is Stefan, your Patrick Come Lately, signing off. God bless America, and remember, L3, long live liberty.